Well, it's this time of the month where we get to talk with folks from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. They join us here in this segment brought to you by Community Foundation. Peoplewhocare.org is the site to go to get all the good information. But we like to just go to Laura Malone, Development Officer, because she gives us the firsthand knowledge of everything that's taking place. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. I was thinking this, we're in December, kind of coming to the year end. There's a lot of people thinking maybe I need some place to give some money to, and the Community Foundation and the endowments would probably be maybe a good start for that.
Yeah, there's a wonderful statistic that talks about 30% of all giving usually happens in the month of December. So it's a very busy time, not just for Community Foundation, but for any of the nonprofit organizations. You know, I think a combination of taxes and holidays just create that perfect cyclone for giving opportunities. And our focus this year is our Touch the Future Fund. So that is our main unrestricted fund. And what most people may not realize is most of the funds at the Community Foundation are operating at the request of the donors that created the fund. So if you wanted to create a fund to benefit animals, you know, the Community Foundation is following your request to benefit animals. There's not a lot of funding, only about 10% of our funding that is truly unrestricted, where the Community Foundation can, you know, direct those monies wherever it's needed most. And that's the main idea behind the Touch the Future Fund and trying to grow those dollars. As we're still dealing with COVID and, you know, still seeing the spikes that we're seeing, we just don't know where we're going to need to put dollars next year. So, you know, the ability to grow the Touch the Future Fund and to be able to have donors make gifts to that fund will really help us to be more nimble and responsive to the community needs that may be in the years to come. And there's a lot of great ways that donors can do that. Some donors may be aware of the CARES Act that's been going on since 2020. That did carry over into 2021. This may be the last year that you can get a $300, what they call above-the-line charitable deduction for gifts of cash. And that would be something that would not be part of, you know, regardless of whether you have the standardized deduction or the itemized deduction, this would still count as a charitable deduction. So that's $300 for individuals, $600 for married couples that are filing separately. So it's a great opportunity to take those dollars and, you know, do something special. And then there's also the ability to go ahead and still leverage other assets. You know, this is a great time to give away stock and harvest those benefits of not only the gift of the stock, but the avoidance of the capital gains. We're seeing a lot of donors make gifts out of their IRAs. If they're 70 and a half or older, they can count that as part of their required minimum distribution and have that charitable gift not count as income. So that's another benefit that they get from a tax perspective. So there's a lot of great ways to really leverage the December giving to create more impact and create more opportunities to benefit all of Lorain County.
When people are giving and donating through the Community Foundation, obviously there's different amounts that they do. Are they, and I'm speaking old school, do they physically write a check? Is there sort of just sort of a transfer that takes place? What kind of process is it for the money to get from them to you?
You know, it's all of the above. We are still getting checks. A lot of the school districts will send out mail campaigns this time of year. So, you know, in particular, you know, Wellington and Oberlin school districts usually have checks that are coming in to support their mail campaign for funding. You know, we have checks from our donors adding to their specific funds. You know, we have donors that are working with their financial advisors, or if they have, you know, E-Trade accounts or TD Ameritrade accounts, transferring stock directly from their account to our investment account at the Community Foundation. I helped a donor earlier this week talk with her IRA administrator about making a gift out of her IRA, and that was just a simple form that she needed to complete to send in to the IRA administrator, and then they'll be sending a check from her IRA to Community Foundation. So it's all of the above. There's no limit to the ways that donors can create meaningful impact.
The other thing people are doing are getting this planning for scholarships, right? This is your season is open for people to start applying for scholarships, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It actually just opened yesterday. So if you go on our website, peoplewhocare.org, and you go under apply, you'll find scholarships, and there will be a link that you can go to where you can begin that application process. There's also a list of available scholarships. There are, I believe, over 50 different scholarships. You know, one of our newest ones impacts Lorraine and Avon Lake for students pursuing a degree in education. And that came from a couple that passed away and left a significant amount of money towards scholarships. So, but there's also a wide variety of other scholarships that can be not just for graduating seniors, but for those that are already in college or those that are, you know, looking at a change of career and going back to school or may have taken a break between high school and college and are looking to go back. So there's a lot of great opportunities to explore between now and the beginning of March when that deadline ends for those applications.
It's fascinating. I'm looking at the big list that you have on there and the different sort of scholarships going for different things related to athletics or education or studies or things like that. So there's a lot of people out there who want to pass on some goodwill from what they've been able to accomplish to help young people further their careers that way too. Maybe the same interest they had.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it ends up being a ripple effect. A lot of the folks that create scholarships benefited from scholarships themselves when they were going to college. So it's their way to, you know, pay that back and pay that forward. You know, so there's a video to help you through the application process if you need to, you know, watch that video before you get started. But typically, you know, for the application, you need your transcripts. So now's a great time to begin talking with your high school advisors. You also need the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. So those are all things that, you know, while March seems so far away, it's going to come upon quickly. And a lot of those pieces of information, it's better to start working on those earlier rather than later.
Right. Well, you said that FAFSA, and I had a little cold sweat on the neck. I thought, oh, I remember going through those with my daughter for a while. And you kept thinking, did we catch up? I thought we just did this. But there's always an the cycle that they have for that, and they just – you want to make sure you remember all that stuff, but it's just part of the process. And I guess that has to do with anything, especially with you at the Community Foundation. Again, we're speaking with Laura Malone, Development Officer. You want to make sure everything's filled out properly, right? The forms have to be filled out accurately and properly so that what you want is what the result becomes. Then.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure you fill them out accurately, but the real benefit with the scholarships at Community Foundation is it's a single application for all 51 of those scholarships. So what will happen is when the student's application comes in, they, you know, if you envision kind of 51 different buckets, based upon that student's criteria, their names will get put into each of those buckets that they may fit that criteria, and then our scholarship committees after March go into each of those buckets and review those candidates based upon their merits related to that particular scholarship. So unlike, you know, when I was in school, you know, we had this book that was 10 inches thick and you had to leaf through, and for every scholarship you had to do its own separate application. This is really a great one-stop shop for, you know, that scholarship application process.
Right. And you might as well try. I mean, be a part of it. They say there's the money out there that people may need, and every little bit can add up along the way, and you never know how it'll help somebody in their education. Let's talk about something called In Our Backyards. What is this program you have going on?
Yeah, so In Our Backyards is a great program. They go by IOBY, and if you think about, you know, there's that, it's kind of the reverse of that concept of not in my backyard that is usually, you know, trying to steer away development or something like that. So IOBY is typically the idea of helping folks that are not part of a nonprofit. They're just regular, everyday community individuals trying to create projects to better support their local community. So we have a couple projects going on that are seeking funding. You know, anybody can apply to IOBY, but in particular, if you're in Lorraine or servicing Lorraine, then Community Foundation may match that funding that goes to comes from IOBY. So we have, you know, one person working on a project about trapping and neutering and releasing stray cats. We have another project, which we actually did as a staff event, which is a pillow therapy workshop. And, you know, it's a great way to really take your mind off of different things. You know, it's a conversation, and it really is kind of therapy that you wouldn't expect as you're putting stuffing into a pillow. But it's a really cool thing that we did as a staff a couple weeks ago. You know, there's funding to help the Oakwood Park ice skating rink, and I believe that was just featured with IOBY on Channel 5 yesterday, I believe. So, you know, there's a lot of great projects that can go on. And like I said, these folks are not nonprofits. They are everyday individuals that just see things going on in their community where they want to make a difference, and IOBY helps them create the funding that they need to really do that work without having that nonprofit status.
Oh, it's a lot of that grassroots effort where people see a need and they want to get it fixed. And it's kind of, there's, as we talk about, like a ripple effect, there's always, if someone's doing something positive in one area, other people kind of take up the reins and do that as well. So
Exactly. And, you know, anybody can make a difference. So there's no limit to, or there's no predetermined criteria as to who can be that person to make a difference. So anybody has that opportunity.
Right. If you want to be one of the people who care, go to peoplewhocare.org. That's a good place for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Our guest this morning, Development Officer Laura Malone. Always good to talk with you, Laura. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Same to you.